Locked On Giants, your daily New York Giants podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, New York Giant fans, and welcome to a new edition of Locked On Giants, part of the Locked On Podcast family, your team every day. Patricia Traina here with you, and it is Friday, October 30th. It is the end of the week, and I was planning to do something a little different on today's show, but we have some news that's going to dominate the topic of today's show, which I'll get to in just a moment. But first, this football season will be different, and Pepsi is here to get you ready for game day. No matter how you watch this season, Pepsi is the refreshment you need to power through game day and become a member of the League of Football Watchers. These passionate football fans are the real generational talent that Pepsi fuels. Because Pepsi isn't made for those who play the game, it's made for those who watch it. Pepsi, made for football watching. Go to madeforfootballwatching.com to check out the latest football watching content from Pepsi. All right, so I mentioned some news that we had to talk about. And by now, I'm sure everybody knows that New York Giants left guard Will Hernandez has tested positive for COVID-19. And just want to kind of fill in some of the blanks. The repercussion, the fallout, where things kind of stand, how we got to this point and all that stuff, and what this means potentially, like I said, moving forward. So let's start off with Will Hernandez. Now, my understanding is that Hernandez was not part of the group that went out to dinner on Friday night, last Friday night, in the city. There were, I know Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley were caught on video with, you know, without their masks, without social distancing. There were reports that some other teammates were at that dinner. It is not confirmed, but there were reports that there were, you know, at least a couple of wide receivers at that dinner as well. One of whom, by the way, was not spotted at practice on Thursday. So read of that what you will. But the receiver in question was on the practice squad, so the Giants were not obligated to file any kind of injury report regarding their practice squad players. So what happened? All right, well, Hernandez tested positive, and meanwhile, the tracer system that is in place, the Giants identified a total of 8 players, most of whom were offensive linemen, and 2 assistant coaches, Jerome Henderson, the defensive backs coach, and Brett Bielema, who's the outside linebacker coach. The players who were identified as tracers, and we know this from the injury report, included Andrew Thomas, Nick Gates, Cam Fleming, Shane Lemieux, and Chad Slade. So those 5 players were amongst the 8 that basically were tested, or I should say found to have been tracer, had incidental contact with Hernandez, and as a precaution, they were sent home to self-isolate pending, you know, the results of PCR tests. So now where does that leave the Giants? Well, Hernandez has been placed on the COVID-19 reserve list, where depending on what happens with him, he may have to miss a minimum of 2 games at least, because it's a 10-day isolation period, and then it's like 3 additional days that they have to kind of self-isolate and make sure that they're okay to go. With Hernandez, he, as I understand it, is not experiencing any symptoms as I record this. He tested positive, but from what I've heard, he is not experiencing any symptoms. So let's hope it stays that way, because the last thing you want to see for that young man is for him to, God forbid, have any symptoms show up in this, you know, in these crazy times. So anyway, best wishes to Will Hernandez. He's a good guy. And, you know, I don't want to sit here and speculate how he got the COVID, how he contracted it. You know, he was not part of that dinner, like I said. you know, I just don't want to speculate. It wouldn't be fair to him. It wouldn't be fair to his teammates or anybody else he might have come in contact with. But the important thing is that he not come down with those, you know, symptoms that can cause respiratory problems, since, you know, he's of the, I guess, the higher risk group, being that he's an offensive lineman. Now, as far as the other players are concerned, again, Joe Judge said that he is confident that they will be back, since they had minimal contact with Hernandez. So we'll see. But in the meantime, Judge has decided to alter the practice schedule, which means more virtual meetings as opposed to anything they were doing in the classroom. It means the players will have to practice with masks and face shields now, which is something that was optional before. Now it is mandatory. And we'll see if that becomes mandatory the rest of the season. Basically, the Giants are trying to get a hold on this, get this under control, and make sure that no one else has a positive test that could potentially shut down that building and their operations, and in addition, jeopardize the Monday night game against the Bucks, which, as of this recording, is still on, even though the Bucks also had a positive test. I think they had an equipment person test positive down in Tampa Bay. But the Giant game on Monday night is still on. If, God forbid, that has to be postponed or pushed back, I don't know when they would do it. Tuesday is obviously election day, and the NFL has already committed to closing the league office and also closing down you know, all the teams' facilities so that their employees can go out and vote. So it doesn't look like we'll have to worry about that, but of course we will keep you posted regarding that. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we heard from Daniel Jones, so we'll talk about what he had to say and, you know, the whole fallout of his participation in that team dinner last week. So stay with us.
This football season will be different. And Pepsi is here to get you ready for game day, no matter how you watch this season. Pepsi is the refreshment you need to power through game day and become a member of the League of Football Watchers. Because Pepsi isn't made for those who play the game, it's made for those who watch it. So be sure to pick up a nice, cool Pepsi to enjoy while you watch Giants football. And don't forget, check out madeforfootballwatching.com for the latest football watching content exclusively from Pepsi.
If you're looking for that added boost to help you break through that afternoon wall, check out Built Go. Built Go comes in convenient 1.5 ounce packets and three delicious flavors to give you that surge of energy with just a third of the caffeine and without the crash feeling of other energy boost products. And now you can try Built Go at a special price. Visit builtgo.com and use promo code LOCKED to get 30% off your next order. That's builtgo.com with the promo code LOCKED for your 30% discount.
All right, folks, welcome back to Locked on Giants. Patricia Traina here with you, and we are talking about COVID, unfortunately. Not the topic I really wanted to talk about, but it is in the news. It did affect the Giants. And we do have to kind of run through it, kind of get you caught up on everything, some thoughts and whatnot. I mentioned in this segment, I would talk about Daniel Jones and that dinner. You know, I know I've spoken about it before here on this podcast, but on Thursday, we were able to hear from Daniel Jones for the first time since that video came out. And as I expected, Daniel Jones basically punted on all the questions that he got about the video and his actions and whatnot, saying that, you know, that they had the discussions internally, any discipline, any feelings of remorse, all that good stuff, they would keep internal for the time being. Now, what Daniel did reveal that we did not know previously is that he did have a mask with him. He just wasn't wearing it, obviously, at the time when that video was taken. So he said, when he was asked about, you know, did he regret not wearing a mask? He goes, he says, quote, "Yeah, I had PPE and certainly need to make sure I'm wearing it. But like I said, we're not going to comment anymore on it. Coach has certainly addressed it," end quote. So Daniel did have a PPE, did not wear it. And, you know, it's unclear if he wore it at all, but from the sound of that quote, it might be that he didn't wear it at all because he was with teammates who obviously like him or tier one. They've been tested. The friends, though, is what I would wonder about whether or not they were clear or not, because you can be an asymptomatic carrier of COVID and not realize it. So, again, I'm not going to speculate where it came from. Just, you know, that's kind of where they're at. The other thing we learned today is all the players, you know, we already knew that all the players and the coaches have to carry a tracer device. And what we did not know at the time was, did they carry that with them at all times or just when they were at the facility? And head coach Joe Judge was asked that question. And he basically said that they are required to have that tracer device with them at all times in the facility during the workday. So that kind of left the door open, at least in my interpretation, that once you left the facility, you no longer had to tote the tracer device, which I don't think is a very big device or intrusive device anyway, but you didn't have to continue toting that thing around. So, you know, that could also be something worth noting. Maybe the Giants tell their players and their staff from now on, hey, you have to carry that thing wherever you go. I mean, I don't know. You know, the cat's kind of out of the bag. You know, the Giants are dealing with it as best as they can. They're trying to stop it. Daniel Jones, we'll see if there's any discipline coming for him. Joe Judge and Daniel both declined to comment on it. But look, folks, I have to believe, and I've said this before, if Andrew Thomas is going to get disciplined for showing up late and making an honest mistake in which he showed up late for a team meeting, I don't see how Daniel Jones doesn't get some type of discipline, whether they put him on the bench for a quarter or just for a series or whatever the case may be. I don't see how he escapes this. And if he does escape it, then you know what? I just think that sends a bad message to the team. You've got to be consistent if you're Joe Judge in how you administer discipline decisions. And we'll see what he does. We will probably find out on game day, maybe, you know, as the team is going through warm-ups. Usually you can kind of see through warm-ups. When you're there, you could see what the first unit looks like, the backup unit, so on and so forth. So that's when we'll get our clue as to whether or not something might be coming. Unless, of course, the Giants try and be, you know, coy about it and keep that under wraps until kickoff. But it's going to come out eventually, whatever they've decided to do. I'm pretty sure the information will come out. And, you know, hopefully the bottom line with this whole thing is hopefully the Giants, the players learn that you can't mess around with this. You can't be, you know, you can't dare COVID not to come at you or anything like that. You've got to be careful, you know, no matter who you're with, no matter what you're doing, you have to be careful. And listen, it's a hard lesson to learn, but hopefully one, like I said, that they've mastered. So, all right, folks, we're going to take our final break. When we come back, a few more thoughts, and then we'll call it a show. So stay with us. Hey, New York Giant fans, this is Patricia Traina, host of the Locked on Giants podcast, and I'm here to tell you a little bit about my new book, The Big 50, New York Giants, The Men and Moments That Made the New York Giants. This book is a comprehensive collection of stories and events highlighting some of the most memorable moments in the New York Giants franchise history, including unforgettable moments like the 4 Super Bowls, the Eli Manning trade, the greatest game ever played, the transformation of head coach Bill Parcells, Lawrence Taylor, Harry Carson, and so many more. The book also takes you behind the scenes on some of the franchise's changing moments, such as the fumble, the passings of Wellington Mara and Bob Tisch, the final farewell of the old Giants Stadium, and so much more. Featuring 50 chapters and over 300 pages of rich storytelling and detail, complete with loads of photos, this paperback will transport you back in time to the memories as they unfolded and give you a look behind the scenes at some of the men who made them happen. With a foreword written by former general manager Ernie Accorsi, the Big 50 New York Giants is a must-have for every New York Giants fan. So be sure to pick up your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or wherever else books are sold. and thank you for your support. Welcome back, Giant fans, to Locked on Giants, Segment 3. Patricia Traina here with you, and we're going to close out the show just talking a little bit about the Giants injury report from Thursday. The Giants, of course, started their preparation on Thursday, given the Monday night game, so they're practicing Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Saturday will be the day we get the final injury report, but in addition to the guys who did not participate as a result of the COVID incident, running back Devonta Freeman, who has an ankle injury, did not practice. I'm not counting on him for Monday night. I think it's going to be the Wayne Gallman show, quite honestly, as Devonta Freeman still not right with that ankle. Limited participation in practice included receiver C.J. Board, who, of course, is getting over a concussion, so he was able to participate in a non-contact basis. Defensive back Adrian Colbert was with a shoulder. Defensive back Darnay Holmes with a neck injury. Holmes missed last week, but it looks like he's on the road to recovery. And then Sterling Shepard is back on the injury report, with listed as both a shoulder and a toe injury. So the toe injury, remember, is what kept Sterling Shepard on injured reserve since week two when he injured that toe initially. So of those guys who are limited, my guess is Board won't play because he has to go through contact drills, I think, before he can advance through that protocol. I think Holmes will be good to go. I'm not sure about Shepard. It's too early to tell just yet. And Colbert, the same thing. I'm not sure what his status is going to be, but we will see if those guys are able to get going. So, all right, folks, that's going to do it for this edition of Locked on Giants. Make sure you tune in on Monday. I'll have some final thoughts before the Giants host Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Until then, have a great weekend.